Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, in the house, but it's not my house. We're at Roy's store. Heck, we are in Lake Washington. It's a big thing coming. Big thing happened, right, Joel?
Yes, absolutely.
Why were we here, Joel?
Why were we here this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
We were here for the kickoff of the National Crappie League Tournament Trail for 2025.
Yeah, that's right. And big crappie, big crappie?
Big crappie.
Yeah.
I think JoJo and them had a 2. Fish they 8. Caught first thing at morning. When we waited in the evening, it's 2.98. So I'm pretty sure that fish was over 3 when they caught it.
I think Paul should have put his finger on the scale.
Well, you know.
No.
Probably shouldn't have.
Probably shouldn't have. We're here because we want to talk about fishing, and we want to talk about, you know, that you're out there guiding.
Right.
And you're in that big Sea Arc boat, so we want to hear some more about fishing and some of the lakes that you're fishing, because actually I was out with you on Pickwick, but you've kind of shifted gears a little.
I have. Doing a lot more on Sardis and Enid. The size of the fish, a lot of the people that call, that's where they want to fish.
Right.
Have a cabin down there now, so it's a home away from home, and I love the lakes. I like to patrol also along with live scoping.
So yeah, we're going to jump into that here in just a second on that.
I enjoy it. I do also do Cedar Lake and Little Bear and Big Bear some at home, and just over in Alabama.
Right. Just tell them kind of the location of where that is.
It's in northwest Alabama, mm-hmm. Franklin County. Got Cedar Lake, like I said, Little Bear and Big Bear, and there's fish are not the size fish is on Sardis or Enid, but quality fish, and there's a lot of fish.
Right.
And I love to brush pile fish. I like to teach people what to do and how to do that, and it's really good fishing. Brush pile fishing.
Yeah, tell us, those are public reservoirs then?
Yes, they're watershed reservoirs.
So if you were to fish in that area, like where would you meet them at? Like what, usually how do you set
just
that
out
up?
Of Red Bay, Alabama. Or we have some bed and breakfasts there in Belmont where I live.
Okay.
I'm only 4 miles from the Alabama line, which is Red Bay, city limits is right there. They've got some bed and breakfasts there. And we'll usually meet at one of the stores, have breakfast, and go on to the lake.
Okay, that sounds good. Now let's get to Sardis. Tell us the juice on that. Where are you usually going out of? What ramp?
It's according to what time of the year it is. Right now you can only put in at the dam, you know, naturally. Uh-huh. But a lot of times we put in up at Techville, Holiday Lodge.
Okay, so that's pretty close. Where would someone stay if they come down around that
way? Well, we've got some cabin rentals right there at the crappie compound behind them in that area.
Right.
There's also some on down toward the dam. But I've got some places there. The crappie compound is owned by Les and Lois Smith. They don't actually have rentals there, but the crappie hideout does just on in the same neighborhood, and usually my customers stay there.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. You kind of let the cat out of the bag on power trolling. See, they might get to do some power trolling with you.
Absolutely.
Tell us how are you going to rig your boat up? What are they going to do when they get there? What can they expect?
Well, first off, I've got my boat set up where we're running 8 power trollers out the front and B&M power trolling rods.
Right.
And
what length?
I'm running 18s.
Ooh, yep. Nice. The big ones.
Get them further away from the boat.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it?
It is the key.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we do pull. I have 4 rod holders set up on each side, and I can pull and push at the same time. Sometimes this past year, we've gotten into pulling planer boards quite a bit.
Yeah, like church planer boards?
Church planer boards or offshore tackle, and got some Pico crankbaits, you know, we use too.
They go, well, Pico, well, that's, I like that idea.
Yep. Oh, Mitch, Mitch would be proud of us.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get into like the pushing part. So, what would they be using for lures? What are you going to have them?
I'm going to be using fin spin pros and slab curlies.
All right.
And it's according to what the fish are doing. Most of the time, the fin spin pros with a curly tail under it, slab curly under it.
Right.
Or either I'll just on a fin spin head with a slab curly on it with no pro skirt.
Okay. And so if you're pulling, do you use crankbaits then when you're pulling?
A lot of times we'll use a combo crankbait and have a fin span tied behind it.
Uh-huh. Tied behind it, not in front of it, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little different. Sometimes I'll put a
right
crankbait on, I'll tie a fin span behind it.
Now, is there a certain color Pico crankbait that you like to pull?
Well,
I know. I can tell you what Les likes to use, and then if Les is watching, then he'll know what you're using. He likes pink splatterback. That's his favorite color.
He loves it, okay, and it's good. But, I mean, I just mix them up, and whatever they're hitting the best that day, I'll change them over.
All right.
You know.
All right. That's how that works?
Yes, that's how that works. Hey, we use a quick snap.
Right.
And, man, I can change every lure in just a few minutes.
I know Les uses those Church's quick snaps. He said he's a big, firm believer of that.
Right.
So do you pre-tie up your rigs?
I do.
Your power tying rigs?
Yeah.
Tell them about the rigs, then. Tell us what you when you tie it up, how does that work? How do you do that?
Well, we tie them up. They're 5 foot total, okay? Uh-huh. I come down 2 foot, tie off my first one.
Right.
It's the same length. Every one of them 6 inches. Then they got 3 foot under that and tie on another quick snap.
Okay.
So I roll them up, and I use mine. They're wrapped up in rig wrap boxes.
Uh-huh.
And then I can pull them out. If I break one off, it's got a swivel already tied on it. I just retie it on, snap two lures on it, go right back to fishing.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you using B&M Commander rods for pulling some? Or not?
No.
No,
most of the time I use PST.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wondered in the back of the boat.
Yeah, but now if I'm pulling planer boards, the new gunner rod.
Oh, yeah, the new gunner rod. That's it.
Yeah, that's a top-notch planer board rod.
Right. So I saw where they were in that one-ounce range and higher. Tell them. What size weight are you power rigging with? And how do you know which size weight to use?
Well, in the spring, you're not as much power trolling as you are slow trolling. Uh-huh. But when we're actually power trolling, we run 3 ounce weight.
And why is it called power trolling? It's because of the speed?
Moving the speed.
Tell them about the speed that you're
1.7 usually.
Higher?
I have been higher, yes.
Yeah.
It's according to how aggressive the fish are. You know, one time, a long time ago, when I first started guiding, and side pulling, which I used to do a lot of, and you know that Roger Gent, he's a pioneer of that. And I asked Roger one day, we're standing there at the boat ramp talking. I said, Roger, how fast you normally pull? He said, Joel, as fast as they'll bite it.
That's right.
He said, the more water you cover, the more fish you're gonna put in that boat.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that. And that doesn't always work. I have pushed up to 2 mile an hour.
Yeah, Sardis happens to be the place where National Crappie League's having their championship.
Exactly.
I believe, in March, but. So tell us, let's talk about Sardis. People are interested. They want to know, you don't have to give them GPS locations. I mean, I'll take them, but you don't have to give them GPS locations. Tell us, let's just start. In the spring, where are you going to focus in the spring for crappie?
Well, in the spring, naturally shallower water, just like on any other lake.
Uh-huh.
On up the lake.
And then you start getting that late spring, and they get after the fall.
They move on out, and in the middle of the summer, they'll be on down. I like to fish down toward the dam.
Right.
Lespedeza, that area, Clear Creek.
And then when you get into fall, all of a sudden you get into all the shad patterns and the shad around. Then where are you going to go then?
I'd start working back up the lake, basically.
All right.
You know, and I'll give you an instance, and I wasn't power trolling, but first day of January, John Mayo and I usually go on New Year's Day, a fishing trip, and we were in shallow water catching 2-pound-plus fish.
Wow.
You know, 6'8".
Wow, that's shallow.
Yes.
And then we
in January.
Oh, in January. Well,
January 1st.
I was just going to say, we just hit the winter time. Where are you going to go in the winter time?
I'm going to be up there, work off the edge of the creek run. And just wherever the fish are at, whether, you know, different depths.
So if someone was going down, say, to Sardis, and they'd never been there before, tell them some things they need to be aware of. And what ramps, like, for what time of year? Like, mostly for navigation purposes.
Well, anytime, the closer to where you're going to fish, the area you're going to fish is the ramp I try to use.
Uh-huh.
But for safety purposes this time of the year and the water level this time of year, you can only put in at Engineer's Point.
Okay.
But you need to run out toward the middle of the lake and up the middle. And, you know, there's a lot of trees on up in the lake, a lot of stumps.
Right.
Something you got to really be careful with. And, you know.
Is there channels marked there or not?
No.
No? Do people have, like, I don't know, flags, beer cans or something on trees to know
memories in your GPS. Make a slow trip and then you know where you can run.
What are you using for a map card?
I use I've got the not the Navionics, but the
are you running
Lake Master?
Ooh, Lake Master. Yeah.
So you run... I've got a Garmin unit also, and I run Garmin maps some.
Uh-huh.
But I think the Lake Master is what I've used most in the past.
So tell us about how your boat's set up with its electronics.
Well, up front, I'm running a Garmin
LiveScope
unit.
Right.
And I'm running a Helix under it for mapping and stuff on the front and waypoints.
All right.
Then on the back, I'm running two Helixes.
Okay. Yep. So you're able to get around, use Lake Master cards and
right. And
really see that. I know when people go and look, do you use shading on yours or not?
Yes.
Are you a big shade?
I do. Especially on those lakes, and you know when you're getting in shallow water and stuff, and then you always have to set your offset level.
Uh huh.
And
tell them about shading. Tell them how that's important because it actually makes your job a little easier as a guide.
Yeah, especially if a fish are in a certain depth of water, or when you're running up the lake, if you've got shallow water and red. You know when you see red coming up, you need to move away from it, not run right through it wide open unless you know exactly where you're at.
Right.
So it's a very important part, and it shades your contour lines too.
Right.
Like pulling crankbaits, and you want to be on a 15-foot contour. Just follow the contour line. If you got it set on blue at 15-foot, follow it.
Right.
Or green or red, whatever you've got it set on.
Yeah, so important in that part. If you're going to one pole and you're taking someone out, tell us about how that works.
Well, usually what we're doing when we're live scoping, we're chasing open water fish is one of my favorite things, and casting to them.
Right.
The right time of the year, casting to them. I love to cast.
How long a rod you using for one pole, and then
I'm
what rod you using
8-foot B&M Ultimate is my favorite rod for casting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? And then what do you cast? What are you using for casting? What rod? And line?
What line? Gamma. Yeah.
And what
6-pound fluorocarbon.
What rod and reel?
What rod is the B&M Ultimate, 8-foot.
Oh, the 8-foot Ultimate.
Uh-huh. And I pair it up with, I'm a big fan of Piskun reels.
Yeah.
The Carbon X2.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been in a boat with one of those, so I'll have to check that out and see.
You know, I like the smaller reel.
Uh-huh.
And then some of my casting rods, I've got the B&M 75th anniversary reel on.
Yep. All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, we just were talking about crankbaits. And so Pico has both deep diving and shallow square bill crankbaits. Which one are you using when you're trolling?
Deep diving.
Deep diving, huh?
Yeah. And something else Pico makes that I really like is their live scope jigs.
Yeah, the Scopeye jig heads.
Scopeye jigs, yeah. Mitch keeps me usually hooked up on those. And,
yeah.
And of course, orange is my favorite color down there.
You know, the interesting thing about that is that Mitch pours each one of those himself.
Really? I didn't realize
so
that.
They are not coming from overseas, or they're not coming, you know, usually from like a spin cast type thing. He's actually pouring them. And he also has a little something special that he has in the eye, and it allows the jig to be seen better.
Right.
And so that's the reason why I think it's popular. The hooks are very good quality, but that's really big. I mean, I've gotten into pink lately. Like
the pink is head. Very good.
And so they have those in those colors. You can check all their stuff out at picolures.com. Joel, if they want to come and go fishing with you, how do they hook up?
Well, they can check out my website. It's www.joelharrisfishing.net.
Okay.
They can call me on my cell phone, 662-424-2551, or message me on Messenger. Look me up on Facebook. We got my page, Joel Harris, and we got page, Joel Harris Fishing.
Okay, I got a question for you. This has to do with down there, down in the big three, because the one lake's drained.
Yeah.
So the big three, There's someone called John Harris. I've seen Harrison, and I've seen you in a picture with one, but there's how many Harrises down there, is there?
Well, there's John Harrison from JH Guide Service. Of course, John Mayo works for him. Jason Cook, I help John also some when I'm not booked and he needs me. And
there's just too many of them down there. John, they just keep going.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's more than that. But those are, you know, John Harrison, John Mayo, and Jason, they're really great friends of mine. Les, thank the world of Les. Les is one of the great. He's the paratrolling king, you know.
That's right.
You know, and if you want to learn paratrolling, just talk to Les. Sit down and talk to him. He has it's amazing the knowledge he has about it.
That's right. He's done a couple podcast shows. Great to have him on. Well, like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.